It's the Regular Good Church app, and we finally have one. And I encourage you to check it out. Island Community Church FL. Let's see. This week, what do we got going on? Tomorrow, midweek Bible study, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. We're in Revelation chapter 14. Watch it from the app or visit the church at 1000 North Banana River Drive and take part of it there. We have another great service. We're having an awesome time going through the book of Revelation once again. And that's because God's promised that you're blessed if you read and study that book. That's the only book that he says that about, and he proves it time and time again. So that's where we're at. Love to see you tomorrow. But right here and now, let's pick it up here. Let's go back and rewind it here another 10 or 12 minutes, and let's pick it up in 1 Peter chapter 4. But now, he says, they think it's strange that you don't run with them like you used to, and they speak evil of you behind their back. You see, this text here ought to describe you, all of you. It better describe you. The word of God says, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you. You will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Again, back to last week, always be ready to give a defense or an answer to everyone who asks you for the hope that is in you. Church, you need to be going in the opposite direction that you used to be going. The whole definition of church, ecclesia, means called out ones. That's what the word church means. Called out of. That is, called out of this evil world and going in another direction. That's what the word means. Come out from among them. Be separate. Peter goes on. They will give an account to him as ready to judge the quick and the dead. For this reason, the gospel was pre... Oh, no, here we go again. For this reason, the gospel was preached to those who were dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. All right, once again, Peter's the king at difficult verses. Is Peter saying that those that die without Jesus have another chance and will still have the good news preached to them like this text appears to say? Answer, not on your Nelly. No, there is no second chance. Good Lord, you've had 99 already. How many more do you need? Second chance? You're way past second chance. Way past it. Second chance? Give me a break. 92nd chance, maybe. But not second chance. But rather, your 100th chance is right here and now, as long as it's called today. For you. And as long as there's breath in your lungs. But regarding Jesus Christ, the Son of God, let me say this. Once you see him, then it's too late. Either by you dying or his returning. Get this into your minds today. Once you see Jesus Christ, it's too late. Once you see him, then it's too late. That's why today, if you hear his voice, the Bible says, do not harden your hearts. As in the rebellion, in the day of trial, in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, they tried me, and they saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath that they would not enter my rest. That's Hebrews 3, 7 through 11. Now, Peter has in mind here those that were spiritually dead, but then heard the gospel message and believed in that message. And indeed, they were dead when Peter wrote this. And they were judged by wicked men. Same way the Lord Jesus was judged by wicked men and have died. But like the text says, live according to God and the Spirit. So Peter's been saying all along that death is not the end for us. So let's make sure everyone understands that. Second chance, 52nd chance, 92nd chance, you're still breathing. The Lord is long-suffering. But once you see him, either by dying or him coming back, if you have not received him yet, it's too late. Once you see him, then it's all over. That's why he says, today. Don't harden your hearts. Call on the name of the Lord today. Receive him today while there's breath in your lungs. If you haven't done that yet, as long as it's today, you have the opportunity to receive him. If he's turned his back on you, you won't care what day it is, and it won't matter. He's not going to turn your back on you if you're here in his church. Someone's drawing you here. If you're listening in on the radio or watching, it's because he's drawing you here. Don't say no and refuse him that calls you. Receive him that's called you. And the Bible very well says in Romans chapter 1 that the time is going to come where he's going to give people up to a reprobate mind when he says he's not going to call you anymore. But if you're watching this, it's because something's inside of you has drawn you. And man, oh man, you got to respond to that. Respond today. It costs you nothing. It costs him everything. Costs you nothing. The crime over humanity is this, is that God loves you. That's the crime. God loves you. Right? Amen. That's all you got to do. Call on the name of the Lord. The charge over all of you today and all of you watching on Facebook is that God loves you. Not sin. He died in your place for sin. God loves you. All we have to do is receive that. Call on the name of the Lord. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. With the heart one believes. That's, I believe this message. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. I believe with the heart one believes unto righteousness. Not guilty. With the mouth confession is made. That is, I believe Jesus Christ is Lord. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Jesus says, whoever confesses me before men, him I will confess before my Father and his angels, which are in heaven. You want to make for a nice Sunday today? Have Jesus call your name out in heaven today. It doesn't get any better than that. Doesn't get any better than that. And as I wrote here, Peter's been saying all along that death is not the end. All right, now the next paragraph. We got time, don't we? All day. Yes. Next paragraph has the heading, Serving for God's Glory. Verse 7. Let me read it out of the New Living Translation. It says, the end of the world is coming soon. Therefore, be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. But most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay. How can Peter say the end of the world is coming soon? And here we are 2,000 years still living in it. How can he say that and still be right? And the Bible still be factually true? Very easy. God doesn't view or reckon time the same way that you do. Once Jesus was taken up into heaven and a cloud received him out of the sight of those who were watching, once that happened, this world has been on high alert ever since. It's all the same day to him. That's how he can say this. He could come back at any day. He could come back at any time, and he could blast my supposed theology, Darren, right out of the water. Because I don't know when he's coming back. I think there are still things that have to happen, but I've been wrong so many times. God help me. He could come back today because he's gone. Amen. Right, Bill? Who am I to argue with him? That's how he can say this. The end of the world is coming soon. He said that these things would be going on in the world. Prior to that, it says, many will come in my name. Jesus says, many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah. They'll deceive many. You'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. But do not fear. These things must take place, but the end is not yet. Nation or ethnic group will rise up against ethnic group, kingdom against kingdom. There'll be famines, pestilences like the coronavirus, and earthquakes in many parts of the world. But all this is only the beginning of the birth pangs, and more are to come. Then you will be arrested, persecuted, killed, hated all over the world because you're my followers. Many will turn away from me and betray and hate each other. And then many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Sin will be rampant everywhere, and the love of many will grow cold. And the same reason why it's preposterous that you would gleefully follow Peter's instructions to share your house and a meal with strangers is the same reason the end of the world is coming soon. It's prophetic, he says. You're not going to want to invite people into your house to have a meal. The love of many will wax cold. It's not just even one of those things that, well, I don't know. I better not help this guy with a flat tire over here. That's prophetic. That's a sign that you'll know Jesus' return is near, is when we stop loving one another. Just remember, again, my new catchphrase, but it's so, oh, so vitally true. Once you see him, then it's too late. Once you see him, then it's too late. Either because you're dead and you're standing naked before him, or because you guessed wrong. And behold, the master's return. Once you see him, then it's too late. The rock which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. Are you ready for Jesus' return? Maybe you say, well, that doesn't make sense with what you just said. Well, I'm trying to be led by the Holy Spirit when I write down what I share with you. And I might choose to move on, and God might say, oh, no, we don't, friend. We're going back to where you were, and you didn't spend enough time. He wins. So we're going back to where I didn't spend enough time. Once you see him, then it's too late. Are you ready for Jesus' return? Are you prepared to die or meet him in the sky? And it's your choice. It's your choice. It's your choice what you're going to do, what your response is. Now, I'll try to move on. Let's look at verse 8 for a moment. Above all things, have fervent love for one another. For love will cover a multitude of sins. So does that mean if I love so-and-so, then God will forgive them of their sins? No, not at all. That's not what that means. It means that by fervently loving a brother or sister, you are more capable or prepared to overlook their sins against you. God gave me the picture of love covering a multitude of sins is Noah lying naked in his bed. And when he was asleep and in a stupor, most of his sons came and they took a blanket and covered him up. What would you call it? Terrible, embarrassing thing to be naked back in that time. That's love covering a multitude of sins. Fervently loving your brother or sister or your mother or your father. You can cover their sin. Or like a sheet over someone that's passed away. You put a sheet over them. But you should always be ready to forgive insults and acts of unkindness. Love is always the answer. Apparently, from what he says, it's very powerful. And let me say, when you stop and take inventory of all that God has forgiven you of in your life, you'd be fully prepared to forgive your brother or sister. For your love for them will cover a multitude of sins. Your love can perhaps change a situation in a community. They can put a cover on someone's sin so that it's not out in the open anymore. Your love for them. And then again, of course, if you don't like that, there's the opposite. Jesus said, if you forgive men their trespasses, then your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you. So let that be a motivator as well, that God is going to use when it comes to judgment. God is going to borrow your mighty yardstick. What's your yardstick made of? Cast iron? You remember all the hurts everyone's done to you since Eisenhower was president? He's going to borrow your yardstick. That's why I encourage you, forgive. Forgive everyone that's ever hurt you, that's ever harmed you. Forgive as God has forgiven you. Forgive. Peter says, above all things to forgive. Above all things, forgive. Jesus said, when that pass around the offering plate, if you haven't made it right, don't even put anything in this offering plate. Don't stain this with your two bits until you go out and make it right. Then you can put in your change. Then you can throw God your tip. Not until you've made it right. Think about it. All that God has done for you in your life. I know this is turning to love covers a multitude of sins, but we have a great reasons to forgive people. Look in the mirror. Look at all that God's done for us. It's a great reason for us to go and do likewise. But the greatest of these is love. Not just to forgive so that nothing bad happens to you, but forgive. Love one another. I think of two verses comes to mind. John 13:35. It says, by this all men will know that you're my disciples, that you love one another. Amen. And 1 John 3:14 or 16. It says, by this we know that we have passed from death unto life, that we love the brethren. Let us go and do that. Let's practice these things that Peter said, right? Above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. What the greatest jab you could ever give the devil is to love, is for you to forgive the person that's hurt. The greatest hurt you ever could give the devil himself is to forgive the person that's hurt you the most. Love on them and forgive them. Amen? Amen. That is how you truly resemble the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 9, and we'll conclude this sermon. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. I don't think we'll get much further than that. Let me keep reading, though. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling.
As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold or multifaceted grace of God. So two things. The first, oh no, is Aunt Mimi coming here again to spend time with us? Wrong attitude. Hospitable to others is the Greek word, the compound word, philoxenia. Xenos, meaning, well, you all remember your basic Donald Trump xenophobe. Oh, he's nothing but a xenophobe. Hater of foreigners or aliens. But here you got phileo, lover of aliens, the exact opposite. Philoxenia. I used to say that at home before my first wife left this world. And I was reading my Greek Bible, and I'd say, Philoxenia, and she'd say, when is he coming for dinner? Philoxenia. How do they spell that one in the yellow pages, huh? Philoxenia. Show hospitality to one another. In Peter's day, love included opening one's home and caring for other needy Christians, such as traveling preachers. It also included opening one's home for church services. Verse 11, if anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen, amen and amen. We'll stop it here for the week. We'll pick it up in verse 17 next Sunday, which says this, believe it or not, Peter with the difficult sayings. He says, for it is time for judgment to begin at the house of God. That's verse 17. We'll pick it up there next week. For those, we're going to sign off on Facebook. Let me say, if you're watching, are you ready for Jesus' return? Let me see how you live, and I'll throw in my own opinion for what it's worth, because I know a Christian who's all in when I see him. Is there enough evidence on your Facebook page to convict you of being a Christian? God bless. We'll see you all next week. We'll see you Wednesday night here for the False Prophet for those watching on Facebook. God bless.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Changes or turns, unfailing justice, unfading grace, whose promises remain. Yes, your promises remain. Now unto the King who reigns over all and never changes or turns, unfailing justice, unfading grace, whose promises remain. Yes, your promise. promises remain. The heavens ring, the saints all sing, great is your faithfulness. From age to age we will proclaim, great is your faithfulness. How great is your faithfulness. How great. Everything changes, but you stay the same.
Listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Beggars plead, held out hopelessly, like shadows fade as light falls away. I was going